You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the art of well-being. Our guest is a pioneer in the scientific development of self-compassion, Kristen Neff. Welcome.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Happy to be here.
What exactly are we talking about when we say self-compassion?
Well, it's really quite simple. It's just giving ourselves the same kind of understanding, support, and care that we would show to someone else we were feeling compassion toward, right? So most of us, let's say if we have a good friend who comes to us and they're upset about something, maybe feeling badly about themselves or experiencing some difficulty, we quite naturally are supportive. We tend to validate their feelings, to be there for our friends. But with ourselves, it's the exact opposite, right? They say do unto others as you would have them do unto you, but you probably really should not do unto others as you do unto yourself because you'll have no friends. Right? So most people are a lot harsher, kind of colder, more demeaning to themselves. They tend to blame themselves as opposed to kind of seeing the broader situation.
How do you compare self-compassion to self-love then?
Well, self-love is kind of part of self-compassion. Self-love is being, kind to yourself and kind of really caring about yourself. But compassion actually has three distinct elements. So there's the kindness, but there's also mindfulness. Mindfulness is actually part of compassion. Mindfulness is what gives the ability to kind of see what's happening to us clearly, taking a little more third-person perspective. It's like we step outside of ourselves and notice, hey, you're really struggling. Instead of normally what happens is we're like lost in it, or we're just lost in the problem solving, and we're like on automatic fight or flight mode. So we're mindful about our suffering as opposed to, being lost in it. But really important, compassion always has a sense of connectedness. The word compassion from the Latin, to suffer with, right? And so, unlike self-pity is poor me. Self-compassion is, life is difficult for everyone. Everyone is imperfect, fails, makes mistakes. Everyone has an imperfect life. And so it's a lot less focused than potentially self-love, because it's just really recognizing, it's including yourself in the circle of compassion. All people are worthy of this kind, supportive stance.
I've seen a lot lately about the need for mindfulness and what might be considered non-compassion at times. Do you think it's even tougher to achieve at this time in our history?
Well, I mean, I think at this point in our history, we need both mindfulness and self-compassion as much as possible. So self-compassion, you might say, is just simply mindfulness plus the elements of warmth and connectedness. And I think we really need all three. And especially in times like these that are very, very painful, we need something to help us hold it all, right? Not to get overwhelmed by it. Something that will help us be resilient in the face of a constant barrage of bad news. And so self-compassion, the research shows, is an incredible source of strength, coping, and resilience when times are difficult. In other words, life's a battle. When you go into battle, yep, you want the voice inside your head to be an ally or an enemy. It's really a pretty clear choice. And for instance, veterans, soldiers who'd experienced combat who are more self-compassionate after coming back from their tours, they're less likely to develop PTSD. This kind of kind, warm, connected, supportive stance towards oneself actually helps you get through.
I'm thinking of some people listening to that going, oh, that's for wimps. I don't have time to think about myself like that. As you said, life's a battle, and I just got to go out and fight the war. What can we say to convince them that it is important?
Well, exactly what I just said, right? When life's a battle, who do you want to be, an inner ally or an inner enemy? If you cut yourself down, if you shame yourself, if you belittle yourself, you're going to make it harder for you to cope. But if you're supportive, encouraging, understanding, you might need to use some tough love events sometimes. Hey, you got to change things. This isn't working out for you. But, clearly being supportive is going to help you have strength than carrying yourself down. And there's a ton of research to support this. So you don't just have to take my word for it.
Well, coping and self-awareness and mindfulness is what this segment is all about, Art and Soul, the art of well-being. But where does self-compassion come from? If you had a not great childhood or if you are not very confident, is it possible to have self-compassion?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons people are so excited about self-compassion. So even, yeah, if your parents were kind of warm and supportive, you're more likely to have it naturally. But self-compassion is a trainable skill. So we've actually developed a training program called Mindful Self-Compassion. There's a lot of empirical research to show that people can learn how to change the way they relate to themselves. And the cool thing is it's not rocket science, because we already know how to do it for other people. So all we really need to do is remember and give ourselves permission to be a good friend to ourselves as well as others. And then once we do that, it's amazing the changes, not only in mental well-being, but again, strength, you know, whether you're going through a divorce or, you know, parenting a special needs child or coping with cancer or really coping with actual physical combat, being on your own side gives you a lot more strength to get through it.
Speaking of teaching self-compassion, you, Kristen Neff, will be in Ann Arbor in November. You're going to be a part of a two-day workshop being put on by the Ann Arbor Center for Mindfulness in November. Can you tell us exactly what will be included in your program?
Yes. So I'm going to be teaching with Chris Germer, my close colleague, and we actually developed the Mindful Self-Compassion program together. And it's only 2 days, so it's about half of what you might get in the full 8-week program. But, you know, that 2 days, it's designed for professionals, but also just for people who want to learn how to be more supportive and caring toward themselves. And you do 2 days of various exercises. There's some meditation, but most of the practices are aimed at helping you learn how to have the skill when times are tough in your daily life.
Do you have to feel like you're struggling to attend something like this, or is there something for everyone?
Well, there's something for everyone. Yeah, if you're a perfect human being who's never had a single flaw or a single problem in your life, maybe it's not for you. But for the rest of us, basically anyone who has any sort of challenge, this is a skill set to help you cope. So, you know, some people are really self-critical and it's good for them. But even if you aren't particularly self-critical, just learning how to basically use this resource when times are difficult to help you through, to give you strength, to keep you balanced, to keep you encouraged, this is a useful skill for anyone. And it's also good for business people, parents, basically you name it. All human beings need self-compassion.
Is it ever too late to learn self-compassion?
Never too late. I've had people who are in their 70s or 80s, you know, say, oh, wow, I never knew. Like I've spent my whole life being a compassionate person to others. I never even thought about the fact that I can turn the lens of self-compassion inward. And so really, it never is too late. And it makes an almost immediate difference. That's why people are so excited about it.
Well, we're excited that you're coming to Ann Arbor. We'll put links to the event on our webpage, WEMU.org. Kristen Neff, pioneer in the scientific development of self-compassion. She'll be taking part in some training taking place in Ann Arbor November 8th and 9th. If someone wants to contact you, Kristen Neff, how can they do that?
And just through my website. So just say Google self-compassion, they'll find me.
Okay, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Then thanks so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.